Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 224. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are Middle-Aged and Creeped Out. What's going on, guys?
Oh, not a whole lot. Just sitting here recording.
Yeah. How are you, Pete?
I'm doing great. Doing great.
Got our special in-studio guest, Pete Peterson, joining us for our mini. So
fun times.
Yeah. It's nice that he lives close enough. He can come and be in studio.
I don't come. They abduct me. I don't come willingly. So
you're supposed to say that we send our Mako limousine to pick you up. Mm-hmm.
I actually live further away. They send the helicopters.
The Mako cop, Mako copter. Yeah,
he knows it's there because on the PA on the helicopter says, "Get in the chopper."
Oh boy, man, we could really come up with some things. That's like, wouldn't it be nice to have a Mako castle, Mako chopper, Mako limousine, Mako
tour bus?
Ooh, yeah, that'd be nice.
Cat's meow right there.
An old RV.
Take us to the next haunted location.
That there is an RV. And don't you go falling in love with it now. Because we're going to take it with us when we leave next month. Oh, good. Well, I'm glad you guys are doing well. We got through our good full episode just a few minutes ago. That was good. That was a good time. So, Nate, let's get right into it. I'm going to have you tell our creepies what we're going to talk about for this mini episode.
Right. This one. Believe it or not, because I didn't believe it. It's my pick. One if by land, two if by sea restaurant. And if you're interested, please go check our show notes for the sources of the links that we used for this topic.
Nice. Nice, nice, nice.
Well, I had to ask because my script, not script, has a thumbs down where they're supposed to be initial of who picked this.
Yeah, and I don't know why it does that.
It's always yours. Nobody likes your picks.
I get it. Okay, thumbs down.
Now you just got to figure out if it's Todd or Sean that makes it do that.
Well, since it's sent to us by Todd, I'm going to say it's him.
But I don't send it that way, though. That's, I don't understand what...
Oh, I know. It's weird. I think it happened to Sean the last time. He got the thumbs down.
He got the thumbs down?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Something goofy with Facebook Messenger.
Yeah, it's a weird deal there. Anyway, yeah, so one if by land, two if by sea.
Mm-hmm.
They call it a bistro, they call it an inn, they call it a restaurant.
They call it a brothel at one time.
Yeah, yeah. So let's get right to it. Who wants to start? Nate, since it's your pick, do you want to start on this episode or this topic?
Sure. I don't necessarily have too much of a foundation.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I wouldn't worry about it.
But yeah, they ask... is one if by land, two if by sea haunted? Well, unseen eyes watch patrons from shadowed corners. A wandering apparition passes by a second story window. Lights flicker and electronics come to life, impossibly on their own. One if by land, two if by sea is what some would consider the textbook definition of haunted. At least by those who've witnessed the antics of the restaurant specters. Customers and workers alike have spoken of the eatery's ethereal presence. Some have even been driven off by the mischief of the most active spirits. Decent enough.
Yeah.
This is in New York City. If anybody was wondering, you would think it would be in Boston, but it is not.
It is not.
As a fan of history, that bothers me a little bit that the name is the Old North Church, Paul Revere Ride, one if I land, two if I see. And then it's in New York City. I'm like, oh, can we please be historically accurate? I'm just going to nerd out on it. But
that's a big no.
Yeah.
Oh.
My wife is rolling her eyes if she listens to this. She's, of course.
Is she a listener of our show? Does she listen?
Yeah.
Does she?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I didn't know that.
Yep.
I did not know that. I appreciate that.
Maybe not as regularly as I do or a lot of the other creepies.
But no, yeah. You know that. Well, thank you. That makes me feel good. Says the atmosphere at 1F by land, 2F by sea is exactly what a haunted restaurant would look like. The romantic aesthetic is replete with hanging candlelight chandeliers and rich wood accents that play well against each other. A soft glow bounces off the dark wood, basking the restaurant in a reddish hue. Always love that word, hue. That almost seems to mimic the blood shed by its former owner. Aaron Burr's presence happens to be one of the several felt throughout the restaurant. He's said to have a more aggressive streak, unlike the more mellow specters. Guests and employees have spoken of an angered presence, and a few recorded people tied to the old building would have reason to be irate. Having had his carriage house taken from it, it would make sense that Burr would return, displeased with its current state. Paranormal investigators have also reportedly captured the EVP of a male voice clearly saying, "My house."
Ooh.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Aaron Burr, not one of the most well-known or not looked upon well in history
for
killing Alexander Hamilton in a duel in New Jersey. But, yeah, I guess this was originally built as his carriage house. Had his horses there, and when he would go to New York City or wherever he was going, stop there, get the horses, and then it, like we said before, it's been a number of things since then. It's been a brothel, it's been a speakeasy, it's been a restaurant, and so on and so forth. So, a lot of activity.
Yep. What else we got? I got all kinds of stuff here. So
let's see, the vanishing of Theodessa Burr.
Oh.
Despite Hamilton's vulgar claims, I guess the whole duel between Hamilton and Aaron Burr was interference of an incestuous relationship with his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So Burr challenged Hamilton to a duel. Despite Hamilton's vulgar claims and her father's public downfall, Theodessa remained loyal to Burr, having moved to Charleston when her husband was sworn in as governor. Theodessa still made occasional trips to visit her father. On New Year's Eve, 1812, she boarded the Patriot bound for New York. It was the last time anyone saw or heard from her or any of the Patriot's crew, at least not until guests of the restaurant started seeing her around the building.
Says that she is a little quieter than her dad throughout the restaurant. So, says she moves quietly through the restaurant as if forever lost. It's sad.
Hmm. And the disappearance was very intriguing, too. I mean, nobody knows why, but one claim was that the ship, went into a fog bank and was never seen again. So was it some kind of pirates? Was it some kind of, I guess, similar to pirates, they would just try and draw them into shore and then take the vessel, but nobody really knows. And she was married to, her husband was, I think, the governor of South Carolina, and that's where they lived. And that was their private boat, was the Patriot. And they would go back and forth to visit her dad, Aaron Burr, and didn't make it back that one time.
No.
Yeah, they moved to Charleston. So yeah.
Well,
he was given a. Let's see. The atmosphere at 1F by land, 2F by sea is exactly what a haunted restaurant would look like. The romantic aesthetic is replete with hanging candlelit chandeliers.
I read that.
Oh, you already did?
Yeah.
Well, heck. So
I mean, did you look at the pictures of it? It's beautiful. Yeah, well, I mean, it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
I would eat there.
When you said replete, I'm like, oh, I know that word. Okay.
I didn't catch you saying replete.
That's all right. Yeah, it is. I'd love to check it out.
Yeah. Maybe. They're they had one paranormal story of they see a woman on the stairs and they believe it was one of these Ziegfeld Follies actresses and tripped in on her dress and broke her neck falling down the stairs. And it says a few more of the story of spirits, such as a woman who is dressed in black. Dressed in black, not white this time. So lower percentage for the dressed in black, but I'm sure it's out there. Seen walking down the staircase, she is thought to have broken her neck when falling down the stairs. The staff also light a candle for a ghost believed to be a Ziegfeld Follies girl.
Hmm. Yeah.
Restaurant's manager has had several paranormal experiences. Picture frames would tilt by themselves. Machines would activate by themselves. Lights would flicker and plates would fly.
Nice.
Staff members would be pushed by an unseen force. The staff have even tried to appease the spirits by attempting to serve them in the restaurant. It's like leaving out cookies for Santa Claus. Is
yeah,
what
right.
What we're doing here?
Right.
Yeah, it says ghostly entities known to interact with the staff, as you said, like tossing dishes and toy with the power. Yeah, there's a lot of activity. Nothing like other than like the showgirls or whatever, mm-hmm. one attached to the stairway. It's not a whole lot of like specific entities, but there's numerous interactions of the sort of I'm at a loss of words.
They
stumbling through my words.
I just read that the same year that Theodosia had disappeared, she had just lost her 10-year-old son to malaria, and she was only 29 years old. Oh, I mean, that's a rough year, and then all of a sudden, poof, pirates or ghosts or Bermuda Triangle or whatever it was.
Man.
Like mischievous type entities.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to get to.
Gotcha.
Yeah, just playing with the power and flicking the lights and mm-hmm. all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
It'd still be fun to go and investigate this place and see it and mm-hmm. have a meal.
I was going to say, investigate and have food. I mean, yeah. I'm sold.
Said the ghost of Burr throws glass plates around and as well as moving chairs. People claim to have seen his apparition, a hefty-looking man in period clothing.
Hmm.
Oh, it's converted into a silent movie house.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Huh. After it was a brothel.
Okay. All right. Well, it wasn't a brothel back then. I think all these places were at least a brothel at one time. Mm-hmm.
There were rumored to be tunnels that go from the location down to the river. And there, of course, there's all kinds of theories as to what they were used for, whether it was, you know, escape tunnels or tunnels just for smuggling whatever was illegal at the time. And I, of course, I'm thinking, well, I want to go there and go in the basement and find what's left of these tunnels. And you know,
mm-hmm. yeah,
yeah. But when they turned into a restaurant, that was in around 1970. Before they welcomed patrons into the historic building, the owners aimed to capture the original look, pulling together antiques from and throughout New York. The carriage house was restored and given a new life. When open to the public, it's likely the owners didn't know the building came with a few permanent residents. Mm-hmm.
That's what we like.
Oh, yeah.
It's like they've got unexplained noises, cold spots, feelings of being watched. Some have even reported seeing apparitions of women in period clothing, which they believe the ghosts of former residents or prostitutes that worked in the building. Mm-hmm. So the two major ones, Aaron Burr and his daughter, but then people are seeing other ones throughout the building.
Oh, yeah.
Assuming it was people from what it had been in its past.
Yeah. I like that EVP says, my house.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of creepy. Hmm. Cool. What else we got before we wrap this up? Anything else on the...
With that woman coming down the stairs, I just read this. When
the one that broke her neck?
Yeah. She's never seen going up the stairs. Mm. And some say that a strong stench of sulfur comes from the stairs. Whether the two are related,
ooh.
Don't know, but kind of odd. Some mediums claimed she was a woman who tripped over her dress, broke her neck. But yeah, not a, I mean, you hear about, oh, I walked into this room in this supposed haunted house or haunted business and I smelled cigar smoke and there hasn't been, but to, you know, sulfur is one of those things.
Like, that's an odd smell for that.
Yeah. Go in, it's a bar restaurant. You all of a sudden you smell sulfur near the staircase and kind of odd.
Be nasty.
Hmm. Yeah.
I guess there's a blacksmith that is seen in the stairways.
Mm.
In the upper stories of the building where he lived. Many years ago, he was seen by a staff member who used to work there.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
Okay.
A little bit going on.
Yeah, this place does have a lot.
The kitchen is reported to have strange and angry whispers of ghosts that want them out of the room. Well, how are they going to cook your food for the ghosts? If you can't leave them be in the kitchen.
That's right.
He's a ghost. Try some decaf.
According to Roseanne Martino, who was the manager, of the restaurant, paintings and pictures put on the walls of the restaurant were also said to keep falling off, and machinery malfunctions, and that go off at odd times. At one point, the staff was even tried to appease the spirits by serving them some beef Wellington.
Wow. Ghosts are said to linger by the fireplace as well as the front door. So they're everywhere in there.
Heck yeah. This would be a fun place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like I said, go in there and have a good meal and then stay the night and see what happens.
Yeah.
I haven't read anything of paranormal investigators very frequently or with any kind of, it hasn't become as popular as a lot of other places, I guess, for paranormal investigators. But man, that would be on the top of my list.
Says there's over 20, guests, supposed to be over 20 ghosts inhabit this place. That's a lot.
Hmm. Man.
Have you seen a picture of a Theodessa Burr?
Mm-hmm.
She's a looker.
I did not.
I'm picking up your sarcasm.
That's a man. I'm sure she was fantastic.
It begs the question: how accurate were some of those paintings back then? Did people really look like that? Not to say they were ugly or not, but it just is, it seems odd. We're so used to just seeing real pictures of real people.
Mm-hmm. I think it's funny you were talking about people having. Oh yeah. Well, that's kind of what I thought she looked like for back then. That's kind of the norm. Yeah. I wouldn't say she's ugly, but she's not.
No, she's not ugly.
No, just not beautiful as, yeah. maybe a five. I don't know.
Not classically beautiful.
Not classically beautiful, no. They said that what's funny is you were talking about people having conversations, and then there's no one there.
Mm-hmm.
The servers will serve people sitting at tables and they're not there.
Oh,
can you imagine that?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Who was it that you were talking about, Nate? You were talking about Roseanne Martino.
Mm-hmm.
She explained that waiters have actually attempted to serve entities who are sitting at a table and then the spirits craving life and maybe some beef Wellington. But they end up not being there.
You know what the worst part about that is? No tip.
Yeah.
Come on
now. Ordering all that food, then you
dine and vanish.
Yeah. Dine and vanish. Literally.
Oh, yeah.
Anything else we got before we wrap it up?
No, I don't think so.
Pete, anything else?
I'm always up for a trip to New York City. That would be fantastic.
Well, we can just go to Boston and New York. How about that? We'll make a East Coast trip. We'll hit all the hot spots.
Yep.
I would like to go to this place. I think it'd be kind of cool. I think it'd be a different experience.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Make it be a different type of location. So, well, Nate, you got to help us out then if we're done.
The British are coming. And that's a wrap.
Oh, man.
Very nice.
Comes through once again.
Yes.
You seem pretty proud of that one, Nate.
You know, takes time to develop these.
I understand.
It's always got one ready.
I understand. Well, thank you, Nate, and we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our Middle-Aged Mini 224 and our discussion on One If By Land, Two If By Sea restaurant. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.